The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The second hour of the program, you're invited to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's bad cops or schools violating the privacy of their students, supposedly for their own good.
Right.
Those are some of the things we've covered so far here tonight with you. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Renee.
And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. Coming up, Johnson, you've got a story about a zombie statue that is making people angry.
Yeah.
In a busybody neighborhood association.
Yeah. A few people.
Yeah, I do want to get into that story. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Pretty big news in the Bitcoin universe with the system known as Steam, the platform, gaming platform, beginning to accept Bitcoin payments with their next update. We mentioned that briefly, I think it was on last night's show, and Syphase sent me a message saying that I was wrong. I had said on the air that Microsoft had stopped accepting Bitcoin payments, that Microsoft was accepting Bitcoin payments, and then all of a sudden they weren't. And he corrected me on that to point out that ultimately that was apparently misreported. So the claim that Microsoft had stopped taking Bitcoin payments was misinformation. It was based on a mistaken support page they had on their website. They cleared it up the same day that it was widely reported. Either that or the uproar changed their mind. Either way, they still accept Bitcoin. So I'm glad to know that because it seemed like a real big hit to Bitcoin when Microsoft stopped taking it. Turns out they never really stopped taking it. They're still taking Bitcoin.
This news about Steam is also really interesting because they also just really recently made a deal with some major movie studios to deliver movies through Steam.
Wow, so like a competitor to Netflix.
Possibly, and they'll be accepting Bitcoin, so
that's
I think it's going to be individual movies. I don't think it's not necessarily a Netflix
service,
but I don't know. It might be.
It could expand into that.
Yeah, could expand into that.
I mean, Steam obviously is pretty a hefty program. It's I don't know how many millions of users they have, but I suspect it's a few of them. There's quite a few.
It's certainly going to get more interesting with these Steam boxes, which have not really taken off yet.
This is the hardware version
of
Steam?
Yeah.
Where they're kind of making like a gaming console?
Yeah, it's like a gaming console, but, you know, supposedly much better.
The idea
makes it seem like it could be better because it's more of a computer and more flexible and whatnot. And the controller is supposed to be better, but so
it's
far,
not
the rating. No, it's been out.
It is the Steam Box thing,
but
is
they're
out?
Just not very good.
Uh-oh.
So what has happened thus far is, you know, but there's, it's sort of like, you know, opened up. So it's kind of like Android is to iPhone, where it's like, you know, you have all these different manufacturers that can make different versions of these things at different power levels and price points.
Oh, okay.
And thus far, it just hasn't picked up because it's been pretty lackluster for the price.
Well, the team behind Steam, a digital distribution management, or rather digital distribution platform developed by Valve Corporation, offering digital rights management, multiplayer gaming, and social networking services, has announced they will officially begin to accept payments via Bitcoin. Cointelegraph reached out to BitPay for more information. And according to the story here, they had hinted originally back in February of this year, and ultimately the news has come out as Steam users have discovered a series of BitPay command lines from Steam's translation service. So basically their fans have been hacking into, they've been looking at their code somehow and have figured out that Bitcoin integration is coming up. Curtis Chin, who's Valve Corporation's software engineer, says, quote, "We're using an external payment provider to process Bitcoin payments and to help partners reach more customers on Steam. Bitcoin is becoming an increasingly popular online payment method in some countries, and we're enabling a system that insulates partners from risk and volatility while still providing value to the end consumer."
And I thought about this also. I have a serious conundrum with Valve itself.
Okay.
Valve switched to an employment model where their entire company is run socialist.
Really?
Yeah. So
I mean, what does that mean?
Exactly? They have no boss structure. They're a non-hierarchical company.
That doesn't mean it's socialist.
Well, not so. I mean, It is and it isn't. I mean, it's like, you know, the employees own the means of production.
Is it employee-owned?
So, supposedly somewhat. I don't know. It's
well,
like
socialist would be the government is running the production, so it's clearly not socialist.
No, that's not true. Socialism is the workers own the means of production. That's the literal definition of socialism.
All right, I'll have to check on that one.
I think you're, you know, but...
I think you might be confusing it with communism.
Nope. Okay. I'm not, and right. However, socialism always ends up with government owning the means of production. It doesn't ever work out the way it's supposed to. It's a utopian ideal that's silly. So
I see what you're saying. Okay,
but in the past several years, what has Valve done?
I have no idea. They've run
Dota.
Steam, I guess.
They've just been running Steam. They haven't really put out anything great and new. I mean, the stuff that... It's almost like when they made the switch to this work structure, everything stopped that was good with Valve. I mean, they're maintaining what they had well, but it's like all the innovation is just
gone. Who owns the company? Do the employees...
Gabe Newell is the...
So there's still an owner.
I think
so,
yeah.
There's still someone who's in charge.
It's like the one dictator, and then everything below him is like... mishmash, I think. I don't know. I don't know exactly how the structure
is. I kind of feel like that's a better structure to have one person in charge. Now, maybe he's not good at being in charge.
Maybe.
But I think it's better to have just one person in charge rather than a hierarchy, because we've certainly seen in the typical corporate hierarchical structure a lot of waste, a lot of management.
I don't know. I've read articles that say that it's like a disaster there now. Like, it's a mess. You know, like people are, you know, sniping back and forth at one another because there's no structure. It's like all the structure's gone.
I'm not saying that it's not, you know, being run well.
Right.
But I remember reading about, is it the Koch brothers, I think, that have a kind of a similar de-hierarchy and, you know, sort of de-hierarchized structure
right.
on their business where people just sort of, I don't know how it works. I'll have to look it up because I remember reading about it years ago and thinking, oh, that's a unique way to manage a company.
It's interesting because I consider myself, you know, like I consider myself anarcho-capitalist, but I think that a non-hierarchical structure for a private organization is a really dumb idea. Like, it's just interesting. And I've had, you know, other people take, you know, a lot of umbrage with me over that and argue about it with me. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Just to me, it just sounds really silly. Every time I've seen, like, non-hierarchical organizations, what I see is a mess that never gets anything accomplished.
Well, I got to say that I would not want to have middle management in my company, you know, and if I had a company,
Right, but you would also only be able to work with a very small amount of people, right? I mean, you do things with small groups.
Hmm.
And the moment a group gets large enough, it explodes. Because you need, in order to get a group to be at all large, it needs to be hierarchical. Yeah. That's how human beings work.
I don't know about that. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a genius as far as economics and business structure goes, but... I don't know.
Well, there's Swarmwise is the book that Christopher David was recommending people read. Christopher David is the guest we've had here on Free Talk Live. He's the founder of Arcade City.
I'm already slightly sold on this book, so keep going.
Which is challenging
sold
Uber.
By the title.
Right, and I have not read the whole book. I've read the first three chapters, so by no means do I have the full picture of this. But it's kind of a hierarchical system as well, meaning, you know, it's there's not really management to the Swarmwise, but they do acknowledge that a group can only become so large before it splinters off.
Right.
And so they talk about, you know, what those ideal group sizes are and how to kind of have people take roles of responsibility without necessarily...
See, but that's still hierarchical. It's just self-organizing.
Well, maybe that's it then. A
right.
self-organized hierarchy is better than a arbitrarily
I can totally say that, but when you start to say it's non-hierarchical, that just means it's a stupid mess that doesn't work. Like, that's my idea of it. But self-organizing hierarchies, okay, fine. But there's always going to be somebody who takes some kind of control, and then other people are going to follow that person, generally. That's the way things work.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're choosing to follow the person
in
the Swarmwise, whereas with the typical corporate structure, they're forced underneath a person that they may or may not like.
Right. But I feel like there should be some level of, once something's established, like if a person takes control of a project, that it can't just be like willy-nilly, like, oh, well, I'm moving on to this other thing now, and blah, you know, like, it's like, well, then things are going to start to fall apart all over the place. You know, like, it almost needs to be like, okay, well, if you take on this project and do that, then you need to stay in leadership role for this project unless there's some kind of serious agreement reached to pass that on to another person. It's not just like, willy-nilly people move from project to project. That would be bad, too.
If you've got any insights into ideal management structures, would love to hear from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here. Skype username, lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Renee.
And also want to let you know how to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. Just had another item come in today from Amazon. I ordered a wireless networking card, got it at 20% off because I went to saveitpurse.com, and I paid with Bitcoin.
And yeah, I got a bunch of computer parts to order soon. You can bet I'm...
Why not? Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you want to save 20%? You could save more as well. You just have to be patient. The more you want to save, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. So get started at saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com as we go to continue the story here. Actually, we were talking about management structure. What actually sparked this whole conversation, Johnson, was that Steam, which is a game... Mm-hmm. platform, a game delivery platform, basically. So, you know, in the old days, you used to have to go to the store and buy a game. You'd have to go to Best Buy or whatever the electronics store is and purchase a box from off the shelf, which contained a CD or DVD.
A lot of people still do that if they're console gamers. Ha ha
ha ha. Well, no, consoles still down.
I know, new consoles do download, actually. I was thinking about it, but then, you know, I thought about it, like, there's a game that I've been thinking about recently, and I'll hearken to Johnny Ray, Game of the Week.
Johnny Ray is not on Tuesdays anymore.
I know. Is he actually on? Is he back?
No, he's taking time off.
I'm hearkening to him because the Game of the Week, if anybody was missing
Game of the Week. You can take the torch. You can raise the torch yeah, Game of the Week.
There's a game I've been interested in, Quantum Break from Microsoft, that actually stars, it does like a lot of... first of all, you control time in this game, which I think is kind of a cool concept, so you can like slow down time.
So it's like one of those bullet time things?
Right. But the game is also really unique because there's lots and lots of these half an hour long sequences of content, video content, where you're not doing anything. So it's like a unique game in that it's like episodic.
Actual video? Like
yeah,
full
like
motion
actual
video?
Really long video. They've got really good actors and all this stuff like, where it's like TV shows almost. And so... some people were like, this game is going to be terrible.
Is this the Wing Commander one? Or
No. Some other people, this is a console, or primarily a console game. It's also, you know, Windows 10. It's like one of the first crossover games for both, like, console and PC.
They've had those forever.
What, crossover?
Yeah, there's been a zillion games that have been on both console and PC.
No. Crossover. Play.
Oh, meaning you can play against, if you're on a PC, you can play multiplayer
and,
against
and
console.
When you buy the copy of the game on one, you get it on the other as well.
Oh, that's so unusual.
Yeah, it's really different. It's interesting.
Huh.
So that's new. And so this game, it's something like 400 gigs or something like that.
What?
No, not 400 gigs. 40 gigs. 40 or
that's
60
a lot of
gigs. I mean, it's a lot. It's a big download.
Yeah.
Yeah, jeez. 40. It's 40, I think, or 40-something.
Because of the video?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So it's a large download. And
wow.
So I was looking, because I'm like thinking, like, am I going to download this game? Because I want to play this game, like, sometime soon. And I was, like, sitting around, like, do I want to do this?
Yeah,
like,
what kind of game
I decided to be productive instead and not get a new game right now, because I've got some other things that I'd like to do. So I'm putting it off, but I was thinking, like, if I do want to get this game, I think that I'm going to go to the store and buy the disc.
Just to get the Blu-ray or whatever, right? Because it would have to be on Blu-ray because it's so
well,
large.
Yeah, all the games, I mean, basically most games are on Blu-ray now.
Even PC Modern releases?
Games. I think so. No, I do think so.
So, Quantum Break, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, what's the kind of game that it is? Is it an action game, an adventure game?
I want to say, what is that, third-person perspective shooter game kind of thing?
So, like, over your shoulder, kind of behind the dude?
Yeah, I think so, yep. And you, like, run around and, like, obviously can slow down time, take guns from guards, and
now, that one's been done a bunch of times. I mean, the slowing down time thing has happened in the Matrix games, Max Payne. I mean, there's been a zillion of these.
Right, exactly. I've had a couple of them.
It's a cool gimmick. No doubt about it.
But I think that this game is a little different because of all this like crazy episodic content.
The actual videos that you're talking about.
Right. So the description of this game is Quantum Break is an action-adventure, science fiction, third-person shooter game developed by Remedy Entertainment and published by Microsoft Studios. And it was released on April 5th.
All right. But you haven't played like a demo or anything like that. You've just been, hyped up about
it.
You've seen videos.
I've seen lots of ads, and, different places.
So they're bringing back full motion video. Like, this used to be a thing way back in the day when, when we were growing up in the 90s, Johnson, the full motion video game craze, which happened for a little while and then basically dried up.
Well, what's interesting is it's like full motion video, but it's not. It's like animated. But it's like so well done, like the characters.
Oh, so it's computer graphics?
Yeah, it's computer graphics, but it's like computer graphics, like modern computer graphics, which are like, you can tell. You look at the character and you're like, oh, I know who that actor is.
So it's getting to the point, though, where computer graphics are flirting with photorealism. Not quite.
It's but very good.
The models these days look very good. They have very human ways of, they've done enough motion capture of human actors over the years to where they can make the computer characters look a lot like their real-life counterparts. In fact, They did that in Grand Theft Auto V.
So I want to talk a little bit about the cast. So the main character is Sean Ashmore, who starred in Smallville. He starred in a lot of sci-fi-y television shows. Aidan Gillen, I don't know exactly who he is, but I recognize his face somewhat. Dominic Monaghan, who is really famous from Lost. He was, I can't remember the character. He was like the rock guy in Lost, if you watched Lost.
Watch it, but I don't remember who that was.
Like the rock guy.
There was the guy who was like part of a rock
like a rock
or whatever.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, the heroin addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in this.
Oh, cool.
Lance Reddick, who is, I hate to describe him, as like he's a really dark-skinned black guy who's bald, who's really kind of creepy looking, and he always tends to
play. It's one of those guys you'd recognize if you saw him.
Yeah, he's like, he always plays kind of a creepy character. He's like, he's really super, he's always super intense.
So this is interesting because, there have been predictions made in the past that in the future of movies, you won't actually have actors. You'll just have voice actors. You'll just have, people who are voicing these characters. Even though these characters are designed to look like they're actors, ultimately, because they're computer characters, you can put them through any manner of stunts or whatever that you want to, and the actor themselves are not, in any kind
this
of danger.
Absolutely coming. And there's been some new software that's been released recently that can take news footage or of things and warp the footage in such a way that they show, there's a demo, I'll have to show this demo to you on the break, maybe we'll put it on the page, or maybe it's already been on the Free Talk Live page, but I would be surprised if it wasn't, where they do this video where they have George Bush and some other people, and then it just shows like an average person talking, and their face is mapped, and it's mapped to George Bush or whoever, whoever these actors are, and they can control the face of somebody who's just footage gathered from nudes things. And generates
let me see
a 3D
if I can,
model.
Yeah, so I've seen what you're talking about. Right. It's amazing. Basically, you take stock footage of a politician like George Bush, this sort of looping footage, and then they've managed to transpose someone else's mouth onto George Bush, basically, even though it's using George Bush's actual face.
Right.
So it looks like George Bush is speaking, and it's so convincing. This is how they're going to fake videos.
Yeah.
855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're talking technology at the moment, and somehow we ended up getting into... And not facial recognition software per se, but I imagine some of that's involved here. This face reenactment software, face-to-face, real-time face capture and reenactment, where an actor who is not Donald Trump is basically standing in front of a white wall, mm-hmm. Just moving their mouth. Yep. And then on the right-hand side is a video, which is a sort of a composite of that actor's mouth movements and footage of Donald Trump,
right.
making Donald Trump's mouth move in a way that he never originally intended.
Right.
When he was on whatever the interview footage was that they were using here, they show it with George W. Bush, with Vladimir Putin, and with Donald Trump, and it is convincing.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that you were watching a fake, you wouldn't know that right. You were watching a fake. Now, the only thing they don't do in this video, and by the way, we've just put it up. You've pulled it up here, Johnson. I threw it up on the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter pages. So if you want to see this for yourself, if you haven't seen this yet, it's relatively new. The video was released this year. If you haven't seen this technology yet, it'll blow you away. I mean, I guess you should figure that we would be at this level technically at this point. But this is the first time I ever saw it demoed in such a way like this. But combine this with the fact that what I heard when they were producing one of the recent movies, these Transformers movies, which have been pretty much awful for the most part, the newer ones. I mean, I've enjoyed them, but.
Yeah.
As someone who grew up on Transformers, it's not exactly the best that it could have been. But one of the things they pointed out was they had Peter Cullen, who's the voice of Optimus Prime, this sort of epic voice.
Autobots, yeah. Roll out.
Right. I mean, he's been voicing Optimus Prime since day one.
Like, imagine that, but with like 10 times the bass.
Yeah. He's a great talent, great voice talent, and everyone knows that voice.
Right.
So what they did was they had him read a series of words that would have covered every possible sound that you can make in the English language.
Right, just like a phonetics.
Correct. Yeah. So, and the reason why they had him do this was because someday Peter Cullen's going to die, and yeah. they know that that's going to happen. He's already, you know, probably in his 60s, if not right. older than that. I mean, he, again, has been voicing Optimus Prime since I was 6 years old or 4 years old or something like
right.
that. So three full decades this man has been doing this voice. And so by recording all the possible things that a human voice, all the inflections and, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know what you call those things. The,
right. Intonations.
If you look at the dictionary, it shows you all those, right? Like
right.
pronunciation guides. Words that he said, all these words that would have included everything. So they have all of the data that they need to construct a fake voice version
right.
of Optimus Prime using his original voice. And so if you combine that technology with this technology that allows you to fake the way someone's lips are moving, I mean, because certainly
what,
someone like George
this
Bush...
Really means, what this really means is soon you'll be able to hear, at the roundabout, take the
That's what
exit.
I was thinking, because they did the same thing with Morgan Freeman, too.
They did. Morgan Freeman, though, they specifically recorded it for a movie promo.
Really?
For London is Falling, that movie that came out, they did Morgan Freeman's. So I installed it from Waze.
Yep, okay.
Where he's like, for freedom, take the second exit, you know? Like,
awesome.
It was just crazy.
It's a cool gimmick.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing. Now, they specifically had him record those, but
yeah.
this would be a way of piecing together after someone's death.
Before this joke, I made the horrible joke that I always thought that it would be very funny. Like, before they started doing this, before Waze started doing this, which is awesome, my mom actually had thought of this before it even was a thing. She always really wanted Pee-wee Herman's voice.
And has he done it?
No, he's never done
okay.
one. But she always really wanted Pee-wee Herman's voice.
It's not too late. There's a new Pee-wee movie
coming
out. I know,
right?
Up.
He should. But I always joke that I thought it would be funny to have a terrorist's voice. Like
a stern ordering you to, you know, turn here and that kind of thing.
You arrived at your destination. Don't stop. Keep driving. You know, like into the building.
So, yeah, you can join us here, your thoughts on technology if you want, 855-450-FREE. But basically, with that voice technology of being able to record everything a human being could possibly say,
yeah.
someone like George Bush has certainly given enough interviews and has been on camera enough to where he has said those words.
Right.
Right? So you would be able to put him into one of those
like
databases.
A George Bush rap song somewhere online. Have you ever heard that?
Where they've taken words that he said and put them together.
Personifies.
Yeah,
they do that with Obama frequently.
So that's where we are now, Johnson and Renee. We're at a place where they can completely fake a video now.
Yep.
By making your mouth move in a way that you never moved it. And they could add audio to that to make it sound like you said things that you've never said. So
right.
basically, video and audio are getting to the point where they will not be admissible as evidence.
Right.
Which is kind of scary.
It's terrifying, actually.
It's amazing.
Right.
And terrifying all at the same time. Like, the technology is fantastic.
You're right. Because we can't trust cops, obviously, so if we can't trust video, then we're doomed.
I love how at the beginning of this episode, I said, well, cameras are a tool of accountability.
They are, for now.
An objective record.
For now, they still are, yep.
Yeah,
I mean, how are we going to preserve that level of accountability? I mean, if video can just be faked by, I mean, right now you've got to have it together. You've got to have, this is likely expensive software. This is likely, you know, in a technological stage
right.
of, you know, just becoming into existence. It's not yet to the point where you can download a plug-in for Minicam and, you know, make this happen
this
on your own computer.
This is how they're going to force you to have film things in 3D. You would have to have two cameras.
It would be harder to fake that.
So it would be much harder to fake that.
Okay. All right. You've convinced me, Johnson.
I don't know. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, you know, other than that, maybe it's some sort of, like, LiDAR scanning data or something.
Some kind of timestamp that can't be manipulated?
Yeah. But all that's just data.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. I think 3D might be the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't need two cameras. You'd have two lenses in the same camera. That's how they make 3D movies.
Well, that is... No. No, it's still two cameras. It's still two... I mean, it might be hitting two
maybe
different
two.
Spots in the same... CCD or whatever,
right.
But I think it's actually two different CCDs than two different.
You're probably right about that. But usually it's in the same unit.
Same device,
yeah.
I mean, they have new cameras that are coming out that I'm really interested in. Sorry to tangent again. But
that's what we do here.
Yeah, there's a new camera coming out that has like 12 different cameras on it.
Oh, wow. Is it one of those 360 ones?
No. It's it's so that you can take different levels of focus. You know, like, have you ever heard of Lytro camera?
Nope.
L-Y-T-R-O?
Nope.
The Lytro camera looks almost like a kaleidoscope. It's very long. It's a long square tube with a round lens in the front of it that allows you to focus after the fact. So you can take an image and then determine the focus
later in post-production.
In post-production. So you actually, like, just set where you want the points to be focused. It's very
That's
cool.
That
there's a demos on their website. Again, L-Y-T-R-O. But the camera is kind of low resolution. It's not the greatest, you know. And
well, the 360 cams are low res, too, for right now, too. Have you tried this out yet with the 360 cams?
No, because I have, damn it, where am I going to get, you know, like the GoPro that's like $800?
No, but I mean, you don't have to, I don't mean trying to record the video, but have you tried watching any of them on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
So for the people that aren't familiar, you can now do this. Not everybody's doing it yet. It's still kind of a niche thing. But if you look up YouTube 360, then it'll come up with videos that are being recorded by these 360 cams. And you don't have to have a headset for this, but it makes it, you know, if you have a headset, then wherever you look is where the camera is looking.
Let's be clear, though. The type of 360 cam that you're talking about is a single camera recording a single very distorted image.
Not all of them. There are different 360 cams that have different cams.
But the ones you're talking about that are low resolution are terrible because they are a single image that's distorted, and then the software remaps it.
I see.
Basically remaps a single image to a globe, almost, like a virtual globe. And then if you're, as a viewer, inside this globe, it's like a planetarium. Like the stars are projected, and it looks like the sky. It looks real. But if it's an image, then it just looks like 3D, like you're seeing your surroundings. Even though it's not, it's mapped to a, like you're inside a sphere.
Well, 360 is not necessarily 3D. It's usually not, in point of fact.
Right.
It's just a, it's just an image that you can move around, and you can, you can. So if we had a 360 cam,
but what I'm saying is how it works is it's a two-dimensional image that's mapped to the interior of a globe where you're inside the globe.
Yeah. You kids are making me feel so old right now. I think I'll stick to my cell phone cam and my Nintendo 64 and
my
PlayStation 1.
Aren't you the youngest person in the room?
Yeah, I know, but
so far,
as far as I'm concerned, I'm 80 and you guys are 16. Get off my damn lawn, you crazy kids.
You know, I will say, and I'm gonna, I had a. Ian, you are well aware of filmmaker Michael W. Dean.
Yes, yeah, that's right, the host of the Freedom Fiends.
He was, in a way, trying to insult me by calling me a millennial the other day because he was unaware of my age.
How old are you?
I'm like near 40.
I refuse to be a millennial. I don't blame him.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
I'm the oldest millennial in the world.
That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
You're like me. You can't age.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may join us on the radio here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've gotten off into the tech world here on Free Talk Live tonight. Of course, you can bring it wherever you want to go. Have you heard about the Magic Leap, Johnson?
I certainly have.
There's an interesting story about that over at Wired Magazine. Maybe we can talk about that since we are talking sort of 3D, 360, these new technologies.
I just study these technologies, and Magic Leap to me seems like it's going to be really awesome in about the third or fourth iteration.
So Magic Leap, we can talk about what that is here in a moment. It's not your typical VR goggles,
right?
Not that we know what typical is. I know Oculus just came out, right? Like, didn't Oculus just come
typical,
out this month?
No, we do know what typical is. Typical is Google Cardboard. It's by far
the most popular.
Active penetration for
those of you who don't know what they're talking about, VR is virtual reality.
Yes, thank you for that. And Google Cardboard is a very affordable form of this where you can, for $6 or $20, somewhere in that range.
The New York Times gave away, like, included with a
Sunday edition,
they included a Google Cardboard.
That's right. So these are cheap enough where you can give them away,
right,
and it allows you to kind of get a taste of what virtual reality will be like.
Yeah.
It's more of a tech demo than anything you'll want to really use for a significant period of time. At least that was my experience with
it. Yeah, because it just looks like you're basically looking at a very cool 3D television, like maybe like a 50-inch television that's about 5 feet away from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would describe it. Not what VR is supposed to be, which is to take up almost your entire field of vision.
Right.
And make you feel like you are there.
So I'm still looking forward to trying out real VR. I have tried the Google Cardboard, and it's a cool little gimmick, and, you know, it's worth the $5
right,
or $10 or whatever. But let's talk about Magic Leap, since we're kind of in this conversation about future tech that is here right now.
Magic Leap, they're calling now, they're not using what I refer to as AR, augmented reality. That's what a lot of people call it, is augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
They're switching and they're using a marketing term. They want to call it mixed reality.
There's something special happening, says Wired.com, in a generic office park in an uninspiring suburb near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Inside, amid the low gray cubicles, clustered desks, and empty swivel chairs.
What's an inspiring suburb? One where the camel's nose is under the tent.
An impossible 8-inch robot drone from an alien planet hovers chest high in front of a row of potted plants. It is steampunk cute, minutely detailed. I can walk around it and examine it from any angle. I can squat to look at its ornate underside. Bending closer, I bring my face to within inches of it to inspect its tiny pipes and protruding armatures. I can see polishing swirls where the metallic surface was milled. When I raise a hand, it approaches and extends a glowing appendage to touch my fingertip. I reach out and move it around. I step back across the room to view it from afar. All the while, it hums and slowly rotates above a desk. It looks as real as the lamps and computers and the monitors around it. It's not. I'm seeing all of this through a synthetic reality headset. Intellectually, I know this drone is an elaborate simulation, but as far as my eyes are concerned, it's really there, in that ordinary office. It's a virtual object, but there is no evidence of pixels or digital artifacts in its three-dimensional fullness. If I reposition my head just so, I can get the virtual drone to line up in front of a bright office lamp and perceive that it's faintly transparent, but that hint does not impede the strong sense of it being present. This, of course, is one of the great promises of artificial reality. Either you get teleported to magical places, or magical things get teleported to you. And in this prototype headset created by the much-speculated-about ultra-secretive company called Magic Leap, this alien drone certainly does seem to be transported to this office in Florida, and its reality is stronger than I thought possible. You know, I saw some a brief demo of the Magic Leap, sort of a tech quickie, right. Very quick demo, and it was like, again, one of these sort of nondescript offices.
Where is it located in Manchester, New Hampshire?
Florida.
Oh, maybe they have an office in Manchester then.
Okay, I don't know.
They were hiring recently. Like
in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So in this tech demo, there were characters who were sort of warping into the office who were computer-generated and shooting at the player.
Right.
So you were literally playing a shooter in your office, basically, was kind of how this worked. The game was coming into your reality.
Right.
And that's kind of what they're describing here.
So I mean, there are some things that are talked about, like for this work with projectors and something like that, for doing like a laser tag. I think there's something that's opening up actually soon.
Oh, wow.
Nearby, that's like a laser tag virtual reality arena, like where it's full virtual reality, but the environment matches what you're seeing in VR. So like you can run around this environment because what you're seeing matches like where the walls and stuff are.
Fascinating. So that's not Magic Leap, that's VR.
Yeah, that's VR, not AR.
So, and they're calling it, what was it, synthetic reality is what they were calling it here?
They've used like three different terms as you've been reading the article. They called it synthetic reality, they called it altered reality, or they didn't use augmented reality, but they did use another one.
All right, old lady, are you ready for virtual reality? Are you you ready for things coming into your reality that aren't actually there?
I don't know. All I've seen, well, first of all, I had a roommate who, was using the Google Cardboard for, watching porn, which was a little weird. That immediately turned me off.
I didn't have to bring it up.
You know, that's what's going to make it work, right?
Well,
is the fact
the
that porn is embracing
there
it.
There are some demos. First of all, Pornhub decided to launch its own channel, like a whole massive channel. I heard this actually by listening to another tech show that, discussed the demo, and the thing that they were talking about, and I haven't experienced this, the thing that they were talking about that's particularly interesting in the Pornhub VR demo, they were saying like, oh yeah, VR porn is very good. It's interesting because it's like, you know, the whole point of porn is to, you know, for a lot of guys is to imagine that you're there, you're part of the experience, right? Well, they said this, the very disconcerting thing is that in the demo on this channel, it also allows a switch of perspective. So you're the girl.
Okay.
And seeing that from a first person's perspective was sort of like, no, stop doing that. No. It was kind of that kind of experience.
Now,
like, you know, because it's like right in your face.
Now, I had heard that this is becoming difficult for the male porn actors because in typical porn, they can cut away if necessary. And if you're in VR porn, then a cut is going to be an unusually jarring experience.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so,
but
obviously,
also, if you look around, how do you hide the film crew?
They would presumably be behind the person who's
recording. Now, if you turn around. If it's VR, you can turn around.
Yeah. I guess that's not what I'd heard of with the. So they're using 360 cams. I thought the idea was it was just point of view, like a perspective, like that you're in the eyes of the actor.
You should be able to look around. If it's VR, you should be able to look around. It's not just static.
I guess the film crew's out of business then. Hide the microphones and leave the room.
I don't know. Yeah.
Toll free number is 855-453. Maybe you are in the porn business.
Head mounted cam would be, you know, how that would work generally.
Well, yeah, but then
first person perspective.
It would have to be a head mounted 360 cam.
Right.
Right. So anyway, back to the story here about the Magic Leap. I saw other things with these magical goggles. I saw human-sized robots walk through the actual walls of the room. I could shoot them with power blasts from a prop gun that I really held in my hands. I watched miniature humans wrestle each other on a real tabletop, almost like a Star Wars holographic chess game. These tiny people were obviously not real despite their photographic realism. But they were really present in a way that didn't seem to reside in my eyes alone. I almost felt their presence. Virtual reality overlaid on the real world in this manner is called mixed reality, or MR. The goggles are semi-transparent, allowing you to see your actual surroundings. It's more difficult to achieve than the classic fully immersive virtual reality, or VR, where all you see are synthetic images, and in many ways, MR is the more powerful of those two technologies. So Magic Leap is not the only company creating mixed reality technology, but right now the quality of its virtual visions exceeds all of the others. Because of this lead, money is pouring into this Florida office park. Google was one of the first to invest, and then others followed. In the past year, executives from most major media and tech companies have made the pilgrimage to Magic Leap's office park to experience for themselves its futuristic synthetic reality. At the beginning of this year, the company completed what may be the largest C round of financing in history, $793 million. To date, investors have funneled $1.4 billion into it. And, of course, as you know, Facebook purchased the Oculus Rift for, I believe, a paltry $2 billion.
Google has massive amounts of money in Magic Leap.
Yeah, that's what they said here. Google was the number one big investor.
Yeah.
The astounding sum is especially noteworthy because Magic Leap has not even released a beta version of its product, not even to developers. Aside from potential investors and advisors, few people have been allowed to see the gear in action.
Are you aware, Ian, that 1 week ago Magic Leap posted a demo to their YouTube channel where, because I'm subscribed, they posted a demo to their YouTube channel where they film through the device?
No.
I just sent it to you.
All right. We'll check that out. 855-450-FREE. More about what's coming for technology, and you can join us with your thoughts here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. What has you the most excited? Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.